Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's an Academy Sports and Outdoors Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from Boomer Jackson Webster, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back. As I am going to get myself into a good mood. This text line is absolutely killing me. CJ versus Mills is not a thing. CJ is QB1, period, and a good thing D'Amico and both Knicks get to make the decision. I sure hope so. I'm with you. But they're not idiots. I promise you, if you see the rest of this stuff, I just wanted to read it. It is wild. I don't know why I'm going to do this to myself, but I am really – Colin, can you – open up the phone line.
Okay.
713-572-4610. I specifically want to hear from the people, the Tonys of the world.
God.
I just want to hear the explanation.
Do you?
I feel like it's something to type it. I want to hear these who are like, I'm ready to go to 10. I'm ready to go to Mills. Because I just want you to say it out loud.
So at the risk of entertaining stupidity. We are going to allow people to breathe more life into this than we already have.
I am just really intrigued to hear it. I really am. I am just really intrigued to hear it. It is too many people out here saying this.
I do agree that if you hold this position, that you should be given an opportunity to explain it. Like, say it out loud from beginning to end.
Has it gotten this bad for CJ?
No, explain it.
Like, has it gotten this bad for CJ from the fan? I mean, that is a quick turn.
But again, to my earlier point, even if it has, okay, so what is if the answer for you is, hey, don't pay CJ Stroud $60 million a year. Hey, I'm concerned about what kind of team you can build around CJ Stroud once he's making $60 million a year. And apparently you don't view him as a guy who lifts everybody else around him. Everything needs to be perfect around him. If that's what you think, that's one thing. But you think the answer to that is what? 10?
Like this one here. CJ hasn't been good, fellas. Just admit it already.
Okay, but
your job to push the Texans agenda.
No,
all watch the games. Yeah, and we all watch Davis.
If CJ Stroud to you has not been good, you are free to believe that. But then that means that the Texans need to now be in the market for a quarterback. They need to be in the market for
it's
a new
Davis.
Quarterback. They need to be going to go trying to find the next Baker Mayfield or trying to draft the next what they thought CJ Stroud was going to be. The answer is not the guy that started in 2021 and 2022 that you then made your backup and necessitated in the first place. Think about this. If Davis Mills was the franchise quarterback, they wouldn't have ever had to have drafted CJ Stroud to begin with, and they could have just picked Will Anderson. Right?
Yeah.
They wouldn't have had to draft CJ Stroud. They wouldn't have had to trade the extra first round pick to go get Will Anderson. They could have just drafted him. They had another first round pick that year anyway, right? They could have drafted Will Anderson, somebody else later on in the first round, and we could have been on and about our way.
And he
That's
finished,
what would have happened, by the way.
And he would have finished eighth in the MVP race. that year.
That's rough, man.
I want to hear this, Fred. We got Fred from Cyprus. Fred, let me hear this. Are you one that believes that you're ready for a potential change and you want to see Davis in there instead of CJ?
And I 1,000% can't even have the conversation about Davis Mills starting over CJ. Stop with the insanity, right? The man did his job. Okay, well, these guys say he doesn't lift people around. Things have to be perfect. Were they perfect last year? And did they make the playoffs? Did he win a playoff? Did he win a playoff the year before? I mean, enough. I mean, this doesn't make any football sense. And I'm just glad they're not the ones making the decision. All right, have a good show, guys. Bye.
Thank you. I'm glad to hear from Fred is making football sense.
Yeah.
All right.
How quickly we forget. In what universe does somebody in their first two seasons win a division, win a playoff game in both years, and then be questioned, and not only questioned, but for the guy that he replaced?
Yeah. Tony, again, explanation is easy. CJ can stay on the team and mature. He's not worth $60 million. That's a different conversation, as B-Scott is saying.
Yes.
That's a different conversation. All right. Here's Ray in Rosenberg.
What you got, Ray?
You with us, Ray? Hold on. We'll come back to Ray here in just a bit. But text line, he's not a top 10 quarterback. Again, different conversation. Different conversation. Here's Ray. Ray in Rosenberg. Go ahead, Ray.
Come on, Houston. Y'all need to wake up. And Davis Mills had a half of a good game. And got lucky, came back and won that game. I got a feeling this Sunday that a lot of Houston Texans fans are going to be very, very angry, possibly even lose this game over a mediocre.
All right, I appreciate the call, Ray. I don't think that. I think Davis will be able to handle the Titans.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think that. But
I don't know how good Ray is, but I think Ray could almost handle it. If Ray can just go out there and handle business. Ray could handle the Titans.
I think Ray's got a shot. Yeah.
I mean, what are we doing?
Yeah, you guys are texting up a storm. But I mean, it is wild. It is wild to me that this is.
I would have thought more than anything, and this is why it surprises me, I would have thought more than anything the credit to Davis Mills would have been like maybe a Nick Caserio tip of the cap. Like, hey, shout out to Nick Caserio. Somebody that has been taking a lot of heat, and rightfully so, because I think that he built a team that is right now not good enough. But at the very least, his first draft pick was somebody who they tried as their starter, did not work out, but was good enough to stick around, be their backup quarterback, earn a second contract as a backup quarterback, and somebody that can go in there in a pinch when your quarterback is concussed. It's a pick that I think objectively worked out. You know, one of the few things that I think right now you can kind of give Nick Caserio credit for. That's something that I would do more so than say, hey, this is the guy over who is clearly the franchise guy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
All right, Nick and Crosby. Nick, do you want to see more Davis Mills?
Hey, what's up, guys? So I'm going to say this. CJ is soft. We saw it when Tank went down. He started crying like he needed his mama. Every time things get tough around CJ, he's pouting on the sidelines. He's just not what we need. The argument you guys are making are the same argument they were making for Tua back in Miami.
Oh, Tua.
We knew he was concussed, yet they wanted to keep trying to pay the dude, even though he was a mediocre player who was always concussed. Now look at the situation they're in. I don't want to be in that situation with CJ. He's soft, and we just can't rely on the dude.
Nick, do you think Davis Mills, you're more comfortable and you think Davis Mills gives this team a better chance to win than CJ Stroud? I understand your soft statement, but you think he gives them a better chance to win?
In Nick Haley's current system right now,
you do not believe this. Nick, you don't believe this.
I do. I'm a Michigan guy. I was there when CJ folded against Michigan 2 years back to back. He just don't have to do it fluid, my man.
What about when he brought the team back against Tampa? What about when he beat Joe Burrow in Cincinnati? What about these two playoff games that he's won?
He's got potential but he's just not, he won't be consistent. I don't want to pay a guy who's not going to be consistent. He shows up every once in a while. Every once in a while he'll have a 300-yard game once a year. I don't need that. I want somebody who's going to be able to move the football up and down the field, convert first downs on a consistent basis. And I just don't see that out of CJ. I'm sorry.
All right. I appreciate the call, Nick. I just wanted to hear it. Wow. I think Nick's insane and out of his mind.
But look, did you hear that? Not only does he prefer Davis Mills, he prefers Nick Cayley's system.
Yeah,
he said Davis Mills in Nick Cayley's systems. All I heard was two people that I don't prefer over CJ Stroud.
Listen, Nick Cayley
and Davis Mills.
Nick, I love it. Please call back. You don't believe that. You're frustrated. I don't know why you're frustrated, and your personal feeling about CJ's softness is what is clouding that. You don't believe that Davis Mills is a better fit in any system. You don't. You've seen him. You've watched him. Now there are some people where that part of CJ has just not been able. You've not been able to recover from.
Yeah.
But that still doesn't mean you got to take the next step of crazy to get to Davis Mills. I'd rather he gives us the best chance to win. And then I could tell, Nick, that you didn't believe that the way you said in Nick Haley's current system. I could tell you were like, someone texted Nick is correct. Okay.
In Nick Haley's system. Like that's a crazy way to start a sentence. As a justification for a player or against a player.
I just want to hear
Nick Cayley's system.
There's a lot of other Knicks out there.
But you know what it does? I think it does show us a lot of how far we've come with CJ. Like, I can remember his rookie year about midway through it. Maybe it was after the Burrow game where we were having a conversation. Is he a top 10, top 7 quarterback in the NFL? And now we're not having that conversation at all. We've gone the opposite direction of, hey, do we prefer his backup, who he actually replaced? Do we prefer the system that we are not still to this moment, to this day, are sure is good, or exactly what it is?
Yeah, I'm not saying that CJ is a top 10 quarterback, and I'm not saying CJ is going to be the answer here. And yes, there are some steps back he has taken from his rookie year.
Yeah,
but I don't think that person is just gone. I think there are a lot of things that have gone into why he has taken a step back. And I think potentially he is going to have his third offensive coordinator in 4 years coming up next year,
yeah.
potentially. But Davis Mills is not it. If you're on one that's like, Nick, you brought it up to pay him $60 million, I'm with you on that. I got you on that. I can understand that. But it ain't like, yeah, man, let's just, hey, man, he gets healthy, man. Let's hand this thing over to 10.
You know, I can remember before the season that we agreed to a man that there was nothing that C.J. Stroud could do this year other than, you know, perhaps get hurt. But absent of, like, a non-healthy season, that there was nothing that C.J. Stroud could do this year to hurt his chances of getting that second contract, that $60 plus million a year contract. And I still believe that. I still think that the Texans brass and the people that are in charge of making that decision believe that. But it is interesting to see how the fan base is not in consensus on that. Like, I think we were all by and large pretty much on the same page of, hey, this is the guy of the future. This is the guy that they're going to pay. There's not going to be a reason not to pay him. And it seems to be at least some split on that.
Yep. All right, coming up, B-Scott has some thoughts here, and I wonder how many people are in the same space as Brandon going into this game. We'll discuss that as we continue right here live, Football Friday here at Boomer Jackson Webster.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.